In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we will focus on examples of preachers, those who work in the New Testament, in the Book of Acts specifically, so we can follow the steps. I'm not talking tonight about St. Peter or St. Paul or St. James, the very famous apostles. We are not supposed to be another apostle, but we will talk about some guys, some saints in the Book of Acts whom we may not focus before. We might not focus on them before. The first one is Philip the Evangelist, Saint Philip. Saint Philip the Evangelist is one of the seven deacons chosen in Acts chapter 6. You know, there were some problems in the early church related to the widows, the poor ones, and there were some disagreement between the widows coming from the Jew background and those coming from the Greek ones. And the widows were fighting together. So our forefathers, our apostles, put the system of deacons, and they choose Saint Stephanos, Stephen, and other six deacons, and they got this mission to help the widows or help the poor in their service. But Saint Philip, although he was just a deacon, and he was chosen only for the mission of the poor, service of the poor, he became one of the very good and very efficient preachers or evangelists in the new era, in the early years of our early church. Let's read some of the verses in Acts 6. And the saying, please the whole multitude, and they choose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch. So, you know, Philip was the second one chosen. The first idea I want to focus on, it's not important in preaching or in missionary to be the first man. Being the first is not a goal you aim at. Please accept being the second. And being the second is a very good chance to learn more. Being the second is a good chance for you to spend some years learning from the first man. So I guess Philip was loving his first man, Stephen, for like 1 or 2 years, and he enjoyed his discipleship. And when Saint Stephanos were killed, Saint Philip became the first deacon after. So the first message I want to deliver to you, enjoy being the second. Don't look forward to be the first man in the group preaching in anywhere. Time will come to be the first one. At a time you will be the first man or the leader, but it's not good to be the leader from the start. And the discipleship is not, you know, like our course, just sermons and you listen and you write down. The telmeza mainly comes from the relation to those who started missionary before us, like Abuna Sayyidina Amba Antonius, Sayyidina Amba Angelus, those who spent many years in preaching, they had an experience. If you spend some months or some time with them, you will learn a lot. Because the experience is much more important than any lectures in the story of preaching. It's not a matter of lecturing you, it's a matter of discipleship. It was written in Acts chapter 8, now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem. after killing Saint Stephen, there was a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The apostles did not leave Jerusalem, but the community, most of them, went away from Jerusalem. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house. Saul, Shaul of Tarsusi, before becoming Christian, and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip, our Philip, this is the deacon we are talking about, went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. What I want to tell you, that persecution usually is an exciting factor or a stimulus to preaching. The persecution of the church usually a starting point to preaching. Those who left Jerusalem because of the persecution, they started preaching. They couldn't preach to their fellows in Jerusalem because Jews were persecuting the church. But when they came out of the country of Jerusalem, they had better chance to preach the word of God. So Saint Philip was one of those who were scattered outside Jerusalem and had a very good chance in Samaria to start evangelism. Also, it's important to mention that you may change your service. Saint Philip's service was a mission with the widows. That was written in Acts chapter 6. After some time, God chose him to start preaching in a very different mission. I don't think he never ever imagined himself as a preacher to Samaritans. But actually, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, with the persecution of the church, he started shifting from his old service, old mission, to the new one that he is preaching in Samaria. So it's important to know that you may not stay for the whole life as a servant for the poor. You may not stay for the whole life as a school teacher, a Sunday school teacher. God may choose you to start preaching in a country away from your country with people you never imagined that you will work well with. Also, it's written in the same chapter. You know, the Acts 8 is the chapter of Saint Philip. The whole chapter is on Saint Philip. And the multitudes, with one accord, heeded the things spoken by Philip. So, Saint Philip started to speak the word of God, to deliver the message of salvation in Samaria. Hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So he had the gift of making miracles. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. It was not written in Acts chapter 6 that he had the gift of miracles. But it comes to be clear that when he went in his new mission in some other country, away from his country, and it's needed for the missionary to make some miracles, God gave him this gift. I'm not saying that you are going to make some miracles in China or Hong Kong, no. But I want to tell you that you will enjoy the gifts of God while working with God. You will experience this. When you work in a hard circumstances, you will feel the touch of God. You will feel extra power because the mission is extraordinary. So you will feel the extra power coming to you for this specific mission. That was the experience of Saint Philippe. Also, he was delivering the message. His goal, his focus was on the word of God. He went to Samaria not to make miracles, not to cast demons out of the people, but only for the word of God. This is the goal. When the goal of your mission is very focused, is very clear, I think God will use you properly. Miracles may be needed in some areas, but they are not always needed, you know, because demons can make some miracles. So when Sayyidina and Bantonius were lecturing us, telling that some miracles happened in Africa, this is very good and very nice sign supporting his people. But, you know, this kind of miracles may be deviated or may be shifted, because demons can make some extra ordinary things or supernatural things, and that was the experience in Samaria. Now we will see some guy who are making bad miracles with the power of demon. Also, it's written here that there was great joy in the city. This means that when you preach, it's important to touch the joy of God, to deliver the message of joy, to be joyful preacher, to love God in a joyful way, to stay happy. Even there are many problems around, many obstacles in the road of missionary, but still you are happy with God, you are happy working with Him, you are a joyful person, you are rejoiced with the word of God and with your mission. So there was great joy in that city. This is important as a sign of a good preacher, that you are happy and you make others happy. It's a good sign for a good preacher that you stay happy while working with God and you make others happy. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery, a kind of sihr, in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they hated him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed seeing the miracles and signs which were done. To focus on this part, there will be some sort of competition with the devil power. You will feel it while preaching, that these people were long ago affected by bad ideas, by their culture, by previous gods, by demon's power. So you are fighting all of this. That's why we are interested in knowing the culture and gods and religions and habits of the people we are going to preach at too. This Simon was a great thing. That was the word of God, a great thing. So you may go to some country to find that there's some idea or some person or some temple or some god who is a great thing to these people. And this is your enemy. But don't start fighting with him. You will feel the power of God fighting him for you. That's exactly what happened with Saint Philip. Simon, the great thing, the great enemy of God, he also believed and he was baptized. That was strange. I don't think Saint Philip was fighting the guy from the start. But while preaching, this man changed. So, I want to tell you that don't be afraid. don't bother with the bad ideas people have. You will face it. But continue your service and you will feel the hand of God. Also, it's written, it's a long time. We may visit some countries which were following some bad gods or demons for thousands of years. Although they were following this for thousands of years, time comes to change, to convert, to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't say that no way to change their mind. We can never change their history. We can never affect their culture. Their gods are deeply inserted in their hearts. No. Actually, the power of God is much stronger than this. Also, it's written that he was focusing on God's kingdom and Jesus Christ's name. This is a very good verse you can relate to in the last paragraph. It's written concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. He preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. These two titles are our most important titles related to preaching. We are going to preach the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. We are delivering the message of the kingdom of God and who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. After a few months, maybe a few years, I guess few months, of preaching in Samaria, the people in Jerusalem, our apostles, his fathers, Saint Peter, Saint John, they knew how much power he had in preaching in Samaria. So they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them. By the way, come down because the area of Jerusalem is much higher in at a mountain over other areas. But on the map, Samaria is north to Jerusalem. But for the demography, يعني بتبقى أعلى شوي. When he had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. You know, at that time, the deacon, they could baptize, but they could never give the Holy Spirit. They could baptize with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They could baptize our Christian baptism. But they couldn't give the power of Holy Spirit. So they needed their bishops, their apostles, to put their hands to give the power of Holy Spirit, which is the Mayrun now. So he sent to them, asking for some of them to come to help him with the Holy Spirit. They might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they led hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on the apostles' hand the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. This part focus on the submission to the church, which means that you as a preacher, as a missionary, you are following the head church, you are following the bishops, you are following the steps of the Coptic Orthodox Church. You are not preaching the word of God the way you like, and you are not pushing the people to be Christian in any way. No, you refer to your church and you ask the church to cover your service. This is very important. Although he was gifted, he was blessed with the gifts of God, he was making miracles, he could baptize even Simon the bad one, but still he need the support and the coverage of the church. So it's very much needed in preaching program, in evangelism, the follow-up system. That if you go somewhere in the whole world preaching the word of God, who is following you? Who you refer to? Who is covering your service? Who is putting the plans with you? Who is guiding your steps? This is very important. The coverage of the bishops or the church. Also, limits or boundaries in the service. Although Saint Philippe was a very good one, but still he knew exactly what are his limits. He couldn't put his hand as a bishop. He just delivered the message of God. He could baptize, and that's it. And he asked for the bishops to come to help. So you should know your limits. You are going to deliver the word of God. You are helping people to repent. You are pushing people to believe. And after which you need an Orthodox priest to help them getting baptized. You understand? You need someone to pray the Mass for them, to give them communion. You should never do it unless you are a priest. So knowing the limits is very important in preaching program. Also, being wise. When St. Peter and St. John came visiting St. Philippe, you know, St. Peter and St. John had different vision concerning Simon. St. Philippe, so this guy is a good believer, and he accepted the faith, and he accepted the baptism, and he is a very good fellow. But St. Peter, who is wiser, who is blessed with the discernment of the Holy Spirit, he thought that Simon was not simple in his faith, was not honest in his faith. He actually went with the flow, but he did not accept the faith at others. He just tried to be one of the community, but he was guided with the idea to be a leader in the church. He was not accepting to be just one of the community. So this faith was not correct, and St. Peter could see this. So you need always the wisdom of the fathers, the wisdom of the priests, the wisdom of those who started preaching before you. You need their wisdom. You need their help and guidance in dealing with the problems like this Simon. Why didn't Philippe see the reality of Simon? This is a question for you. Maybe because he was happy with the community accepting faith, maybe he had no enough experience in knowing the hearts of the people, maybe because he is not a father of confession, so he couldn't know what's going on inside the heart of Simon. But we can say that he was deceived by Simon for some time. So put in mind that you may be deceived by some. Some may accept the belief, faith, just for some bad target, just to reach some goals different from the kingdom of God. So they may not be honest in their belief. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands on the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power." No, you know, Simon had seen that Saint Philippe is not the leader of the church. There were other bigger leaders. So his eyes focused on the leadership of the church. He wanted to be not like Saint Philip, but like Saint Peter, putting his hands so everybody will come to put his hand on them. So he asked for this gift, and he imagined with his bad ideas before that he can make it with money. He offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I laid hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right." And that was the diagnosis. Your heart is not correct. You are not honest from the start. Saint Peter could see this, although Saint Philip did not see it, okay? In the sight of God, I may say, this is just a ta'amul, I may say that if St. Peter started the story from the start, he would never give baptism to this guy. He will let him stay for some time to repent more, to make his heart clear. But St. Philip was happy with these people. Your heart is not right in the sight of God. Maybe somebody else will say he may start it correctly, but after some time he deviated and think of being a leader. Okay, maybe. Repent, the words of St. Peter. Repent therefore of this your wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. So he asked him for repenting. "For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Harsh words of St. Peter. You are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." By the way, the history says that Simon did never repent, and he stayed bad. That's why we call this trial of buying the gift of God with money the Simonship or Simoniyya, the heresy or bid'ah. When somebody tries to be a priest with money, to be a bishop with money, so it came after Simon, because in history he did not repent. So when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, St. Peter and St. John, preaching the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. Okay, where was St. Philip at that time? St. Philip, I guess, he was standing beside St. Peter and St. John. He did not say that, "No, Simon, I'm fully responsible on him. I trust him." He did not say anything. He trusted his fathers. He believed that St. Peter and St. John, as fathers of the church, are more blessed and more gifted, and they had better vision. So he did not say any single word. This is very important, that he was humble in heart. He was following the church. He was putting his head down to the church. Although he were happy with Simon before, but now it comes to the leaders of the church, he should obey. Also, the better vision. I guess that Saint Philip, with this event, he learned how to be slower in baptizing many. And this is, you know, a very good experience, that don't rush to baptize any of the non-believers. Just push the word of God, push them to repent or believe. But for baptism, please give some time before, until they complete their repentance, until you are sure of their faith. Because it's not good to baptize any and then go back to his old life of misery or bitterness. So Saint Philippe was a man of quietness, was a man of praying. As far as Saint Peter is there, Saint John is there, it's time to pray and keep quiet. This is their rule. This is their decision. And I'm following their decision. This is very important in following the steps of our fathers and preachers. We are still in the chapter of Saint Philippe, Acts number 8. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philippe, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." It's a different start now. The same Philippe, the one who were following the steps of Saint Stephen before, the second man or the second deacon out of the seven, now he did not go back to Jerusalem, but at a time another message came saying from the Lord with an angel, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." This is desert. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians. You know some of the ministers, of the great ministers of this world at that time, were castrated or being eunuch to stay with the queen for many hours to help with the leadership of the country, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship. So he was a Jew, you know. Although he is an Ethiopian, but he was a Jew, because some of the Jewish people were scattered all over the world at that time. Because of the power of the Romans, many of the Jews left Jerusalem and these areas and were living everywhere. So he were worshipping in the altar of Solomon in Jerusalem, بحق يعني, and then he is going back home to Ethiopia. Who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah, the prophet, Ashaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" Okay? And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer, كَشَاتٍ يُسَاقُ إِلَى الزَّبْحِ كَنَعْجَ صَامِتَ أَمَامْ جَزِيهَ is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." These were the verses taken from Isaiah, the words of the prophet. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this?" Simple question. About whom he is talking? Of himself or of some other man? Is he talking about himself? This applied on him or somebody else? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preaching Jesus to him. Simple question with a simple answer for an old preacher like Saint Philip. He opened his mouth preaching the word of Jesus. Now as they went down the road, after many hours, you know, they came to some water and the eunuch said, "See, here is water." You know, because he was a Jew, it's easy to accept the faith. If he's a good one, he knows what's baptism, because he knew Saint John the Baptist. So he knew the prophets. So it's easy to push him step forward to accept the Messiah. Our Messiah is the Lord Jesus Christ. So it took him like few hours, so he accepted the faith and he is ready to be baptized. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. The man see, there is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, as if he was remembering the story of Simon. So he is asking, if you believe with all your heart, because I can't reach St. Peter anymore. So please examine your heart first. You may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water. This is clear for the immersion of the man, you know, takhtis. It's not just putting some water on his head. That they went down, both of them, so he can push him down in the water while baptizing him. And he baptized him. So this is like a new departure, a new mission, a new part of his life. That after spending some maybe months or years in Samaria, and many of the Samaritans became Christians, and he is the preacher of Samaria till this day, but God chose him to start another mission in another country. But this kind of mission, this different kind of mission, had nothing to do with the old one. It's a new start, different start. First of all, it's an urgent mission. So, while preaching in a country, while talking to some people, God may choose you to speak with somebody urgently and to pick you up out of the service, to put you away from your service because there is something urgent. What kind of urgency here? You can never know. But actually, after a few years, the Church of Ethiopia started with this man. And Ethiopia, after a few years, became all Christians. And till this day, Ethiopia is one of the very good Christian countries all over the world. Because of this man, because of this event, because of this 5 or 6 hours. Now you know how the plan of God running. God chose some man to speak with another man, and in his mind, God's mind, there is the plan for many hundred years in the future for millions of people around. So you shouldn't be rigid in the hands of God. Be flexible. Accept this kind of departure, new missions, new relations, new people, talking to the blacks, and different cultures. Although you can say that Saint Philip did not finish the mission in Samaria. Somebody may say, come on, he did not finish all the community of Samaria. And for Saint Peter and Saint John, you may say, they did not finish the work in Jerusalem. Why going out into Samaria and other countries? This is the plan of God. Simply accept the plan of God, the pushing of the hands of God to start new missions in other countries. Also, believe in the one-man mission and in the one-man story. I mean, one country may start with the one man. Now we see that Saint Philip was the preacher of Samaria, and this minister was the preacher of Ethiopia. And this man accepted the word of God by Saint Philip. So you may speak some words with some guy, just one person, and this guy is the start of a whole country. So don't say that I need like 1,000 to listen to the word of God. I'm a lecturer. I like to say some lecture to hundreds of people. Actually, this is not the usual preaching. The usual missionary start with just man to man, and this may affect the whole country's after. Also, now you see the angel coming saying, please come now. wait a minute, can't the angel go to this minister and tell him the story? There was a story in Al-Bustan al-Ruhban saying that some priests were praying the mass in the desert, and this man, this priest, was very simple and he knew nothing of the words of the liturgy. I mean, he was reading the mass, the liturgy, but he did not understand many of them. So some of the sentences in the praying mass was wrong, was written at the heresy. Heresy yani hartaq. And an angel was always praying this mass and was seen by the priest. This simple priest had the gift of seeing the angel praying with him the mass. Some deacon, enlightened one, good one, came to pray this mass with this priest. So, while praying the mass, this deacon khabbat ala abuna kada and told him, Abuna, please, this is wrong, don't say it. Abuna looked at him and then looked to the other side and he continued. So the deacon again saying, Abuna, please, these words are not Orthodox Christian. He looked at him and looked to the other side and continued. On the third time, he looked at the other side and he spoke with the angel. Come on, what this man is saying? And the angel said, please accept what is he saying. He is right. So the priest looked back to the angel saying, why you didn't tell me before? The angel said that God put this, that man taught man, man teaches man, helped man to know the knowledge. It's not our rule. Man will help man to accept the pure faith. So just accept what is he saying. It's the same idea that although angels working with us in preaching programs, but they are not those who will deliver the message. It's your mission. They will pray for us. They will guide us. They have messages from above to us. But they are not responsible to push the word of salvation. It's our mission. Also, time is short. That's why you see, like this one, Saint Philippe, is flying from an area to the other, from Samaria to Gaza and back to another area. If you are a very good preacher, if you are a good missionary, God will use your life, your time, your minute, like Saint Paul and Saint Philippe. Your time is very precious, because in one day there was some man like this minister will start a whole country to be a Christian. So your country is really precious. Your time is very precious. That's why you have to start this from now. You should look at the time as a very precious stone in your life. Lastly, also, you know, Saint Philippe, when was asked about the Hidayah, he was easily answering the question because he had enough knowledge about the prophecy. This is very important, that you know the prophecies which help you to focus on the name of Jesus Christ. God chose this minute while reading Hidayah 53, by the way, 53, chapter 53. And on this spot, Saint Philippe came to explain these words on Jesus Christ, not on Hidayah. So it's important to know from where to pick the prophecies related to the Lord Jesus Christ, and from where to start from the New Testament. What do you read for the non-believers in the start? Also, the target. You know, although we had said that it's not important to baptize people from the start, But you know, as a preacher, you look forward to baptism. I mean, you are pushing people to repent and to believe, but in your back mind, you are hoping that they accept the sacrament. Because you believe that salvation is not complete without the sacraments. They need to be baptized. They need to get the mayrun. They need to repent continuously and to get communion. This is our belief. So you may stay for months just preaching the word of God, just making Bible studies, but you are targeting the baptism day. Your joy will be completed with the baptism of these people. So you should think of the sacraments as the cornerstones of our Orthodox belief. We cannot get the kingdom of God without baptism, mayrun, confession, and communion. Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. You know, he disappeared. He was flying like a suwah. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. What is this? This means the time is very important, so God gave him a special aeroplane to take him to another area. And now you can see the Spirit takes him from an area to the other, and the angel coming saying to him something. And earlier we have seen him making miracles. What sort of man this? Is that the deacon who were putting the witness on this side and other side and trying to help people to get their food? This is the start. The start was a mission with the poor. But now it's a greater mission with the non-believers. Also, if you remember St. Paul and St. Stephen, these were great pillars of the early church. St. Stephen just spent maybe 1 or 2 years preaching and he was killed. St. Paul started after St. Stephen and he spent like 30 years preaching. So you can never know the plan of God. St. Philip was at that time born, I mean, as a preacher. After St. Stephen was killed, and before Shaul al-Tarsusi believed in Christ, St. Philip was starting to preach, and he was the man of the church at that time. You know, Acts 8 for the St. Philip. Acts 9, this is the start of the story of St. Paul. You understand? So between Stephen and Paul, there was Philip. So God chose the proper man for the proper time and put him, give him all the gifts he needs. Also, see the last sentence, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Which means that when you work with God and you enjoy the hand of God, you enjoy the work of Samaria, and you enjoy the conversion of this minister, the Ethiopian one, you will enjoy preaching everywhere and to everybody. All the cities he were moving around, he was preaching the word of God. So no limits for a preacher. And when he had finished voyage, now we are in Acts 21. Later on, after like 12 chapters, in Acts chapter 21st, when he had finished this word upon St. Paul. Now St. Paul is the major preacher, the man of the church now in preaching. When we had St. Luke was saying so. We, St. Luke and St. Paul and this group. We had finished our voyage from Tyre. We came to Ptolemais, and حفظهم بالعربي بس الكلمات. Greeted the brethren and stayed with them one day. On the next day, we, who were Paul's companions, St. Luke was one of them, you know, that's why he's saying we. We because St. Luke, who was writing the Acts, now is one of the group, one of the companions, departed and came to Caesarea and entered the house of Philip. He is the same guy, okay? So, Philip was living in Caesarea. After long mission in Samaria and specific mission with the Ethiopian and running away here and there, he was staying in Caesarea. And now you can see the evangelist. His name now is the evangelist. Okay? So I didn't put this name. The word of God put the name of evangelist on Philip. He is not only a deacon. Now he is an evangelist. Okay? So entered the house of Philip, the evangelist, who was one of the seven. Just to remind yourself, okay? Because one of the seven was written in Acts chapter 6. Now we are in Acts chapter 21, okay? So he was one of the seven, but nowadays he is well known as an evangelist. And stayed with them. So his house is the house for those coming from anywhere for the church. And St. Paul, St. Luke, and other saints were blessing his home. Now this man had four virgin daughters who prophesied. By the way, prophesied or prophecy in the New Testament does not mean like prophecy of Isaiah, not written in the Bible, but prophesying means now in the New Testament just preaching, just teaching, just delivering the message of God. Now it takes the word of prophecy. Because prophecy simply means how to get the words from the mind of God to the people. So it applies on the teaching of the new church of the New Testament, because we are delivering the message from the mind of heart or heart of God to the people. So this man had four daughters. So most probably he was physically a father. So, and these four virgins, four girls, were serving with their father, were enjoying preaching with their father. So it comes to be like a family, family service or family mission. They enjoyed seeing their father as a preacher, evangelist, and they also loved the word of God, and they had the gift of prophesying. As we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus, another teacher, his friend, came down from Judea. And this Agabus said to St. Paul, I know from the Holy Spirit that you are going to Jerusalem and there where you will be imprisoned, and they will hit you and they may kill you. And in the house of St. Philip, many were saying, please don't go. And St. Paul stopped them, insisted going to Jerusalem, and he went to Jerusalem, and he was imprisoned there, after which he went to Rome, and he was imprisoned in Rome. But I'm staying with the house of St. Philip. So the house of the servant, this is the last message, okay? A preacher is not working with words. I mean, to be a preacher, it does not mean that you are not living your life. You have a life. You have your wife. You have your children. You care for your life. But God may use you in a greater mission. But you still a man. And you still a man having family and living a normal life. This is important, because if our houses are not homes for God, we can never preach. You know, it's not a wazifa, yeah. No, it's a life. So So when you live the word of God, you can deliver the word of God. But if the word of God is far away from your home, your near people around, you can never deliver honestly the message of God. Also, a welcoming house. Many of the preachers could never say the word of God, but at least they accept those who preach. Many in this generation, their service were just accepting the workers of God, just welcoming those who preach there and here. And when you travel to many countries, you will see many families, their mission in their life to welcome the priests and the servants and help them serving here and there, but they do not know how to say the word of God. But this is their mission. Lastly, a servant for all. I can imagine Saint Philippe, the one of the miracles, the one who could win the game against Simon, the one who started the preaching in Ethiopia, is putting the dishes in front of Saint Paul and Saint Luke and these men, and were washing the dishes and everything. He is serving as a normal servant. The homework of tonight, I'm reminding you that next week we are off. We do not have any service in the next Sunday, so you have 2 weeks off, 2 weeks work, I mean. So the homework is a bit long. Okay, I'll read it with you. So if any of you do not understand any of the words or have any question concerning the homework, please ask so you can make it properly. First, please pick up examples to explain the following. This kind of homework now is related to the dogma, al-aqidah. How can you explain the incarnation by example? Incarnation law tajassud. How can you give some example concerning the redemption, al-fida, and salvation? خلاص. يعني هتدي مثل ممكن تحكي الحكاية دي أو تشرحها إزاي. فاهمين إزاي؟ أنت هتحكي حكاية. ماشي، مش بقول لك هات sentences verses، يعني أنا بتكلم examples يعني. طبعا ممكن تبقى من البايبل بس better from the يعني life. Eternal life. On each of them, please explain in few sentences how will you present it. Maximum number of pages on each point is 2. Just the story is not very long, you know, so you make it short. Just in 1 or 2 pages, you are giving the example you need. You understand? Any question concerning this point? Clear? Yeah. No, imagine that you are talking to an unbeliever and you want to present to him our belief in incarnation. How can you simplify this idea by example? You understand? Such as if I have a long time. You can find it. We have said many things on the idea, but from the course. Like, I'll give you some story. I read it in one book that some Hindu were walking in a forest, and you know the Hindu usually like all the creatures, even the animals and the insects. So he saw some ants walking, and when the shadow come on the ants, they went running away from him. So he imagined that if he is an ant, he will tell them, "Don't worry, I love you, I don't want to hurt you." So at that time, the idea of incarnation was clear to him, that God came to us to tell us that he likes us and don't be afraid of me. So it's a simple idea, simple example, how God became man. Okay? Also redemption. How to pay the debt, or to give yourself to die for others. this idea? Can you put it in an example or in a story? Simple one. Eternal life. What's next? What's next in our life? Just try to set an example or even read some from the books and put it. Yeah. The second question, this is not a question, but this is like a homework or the work from the net. Using the internet, I think all of you have an access with the net. Please summarize in your own words, not copied and pasted from the net, please. We do not want you to just push the button and print out some paper. This is not the homework. Some aspects of the culture of any of these countries. You know, I think we had said before that it's important to know the culture of the country we are going to visit or to preach in. So we will give you many countries. Just choose one of these countries and you will pick some idea, knowledge about this country, about their culture. Maximum number of pages is 3. Taiwan, Singapore, Thailand, Korea, Japan, and China. Those who are going to South Africa, their homework specifically South Africa. And those who are going to Philippines, their homework is only Philippines. You understand? Others will work on any of these countries. Taiwan, Singapore, Thailand, Korea, Japan, China. In what aspects? Let me put this also. Examples of the aspects requested. What is the culture? What do we mean by the culture? Exactly what do we need? Points on the country's history. Main points of the history. Like telling me that it was a kingdom from so and so till the date of what? Whatever. Their gods and religions. What sort of religion? What are their gods if they still have gods? Okay? And what is the story of such god? Habits. The main habits in eating, in marriage specifically. In economy. Their status of economy. Are they poor countries or they are rich ones? And what sort of income coming to the country? Politics. Few sentences on the politics nowadays. You will find all of these informations on the net. Just pick some of them and write it down with your handwriting, with your own words, not pasting and copying from the net. The common languages. What are their languages? I do not know actually what Thailand speak. I don't know. I don't know. Just you go and check. Okay? Missionaries. If there is any missionary went there, Protestant, Catholic missionary or whatever, what are missionaries working in this country nowadays? So these are some of the points you need to know about the country you may go in the future. Is it clear, شباب? الدنيا سهلة ولا صعبة؟ مش صعبة قوي. اللي يعرف يدخل على النت هيلاقيها سهل. يبقى السؤال الأولاني كان بتاع الأمثلة عن أهم العقائد المسيحية. أمثلة عن أهم العقائد المسيحية بالبلدي. السؤال الثاني عن الكالتشر بتاع بعض البلاد عشان نتعلم ازاي نقرا الكالتشر بتاع اي بلد هنروحها الاول. The third point. Yeah, I know. No, the third point. The third point is not. ما فيش كتابة خالص فيه. Add a sample of sorts of preaching. Just I'm advising you. This is just an advice. Please access the following link. rdim.org. RDIM, this is related to some guy called Ravi Zacharias. Ravi Zacharias. He's one of the very famous preachers in the world now. He is originally a Hindu, but now he is a Christian, a Protestant one. But his sermons on the net are very good for those who like to preach. He has very nice logic in preaching. So I want you to listen to some guy like this one to know how to access the non-believers and what logic you may need in speaking with these people. Okay? This is just an advice. I cannot follow it just listening, you know. Listen to at least 3 sermons. By the way, the sermon is just 20 minutes. Usually most of the sermons on the net are maximally 20 minutes. So if you have any time on your bed, just listen to that, to Ravi. From the file, you will find many files on the net. You can choose any of them, but I'm choosing to you, Let My People Think. This is a file including many sermons. You may follow some of these sermons, okay? So you are only committed to the first and second homework. The third one is just an advice. If you have any time, just try to listen. Okay? Any questions concerning the homework? Mervat,
The first one, the
example. Yeah, examples
one,
of...
One example for
every... Yes, please. Just one example for incarnation, one example for salvation or redemption. The same applies for the both meaning. Eternal life or life after. Is there any idea how to put this idea in an example or story? Okay? Any questions, please? Okay.